Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, hi, everybody. Welcome back to Close Up Talk Radio. Nice to have you with us. And we are delighted to have an attorney named Bob Friedel back with us today. He was here a week ago telling us about the story of the Lions Club International. Many of you may not know about or be familiar with the Lions Club, but one of the greatest community organizations in the country. It's really interesting. I grew up in a small town in Maryland where the Lions Club was very, very active. You know, there were the Rotarians, the Lions Club. There were a couple of other community organizations that all did things for the local communities where they were. But the Lions Club is obviously the biggest, and at least I assume it's the biggest and probably the best known. But I actually had some involvement with the Lions Club because when I grew up and where I grew up, every year they did a big Broadway kind of show in a local theater, and all the members of the club were involved, and they actually came to our high school one year. They needed some young singers, and so they got some of us who were juniors and seniors to help them out and appear in the chorus for their show. So anyway, I have a lot of fine memories about the Lions Club, and I'm sure Bob does too. He's been a member for over 33 years. That's a long time. So, Bob, congratulations. Good for you. And as they say, thank you for your service. How are you? Welcome back.
I'm good. I'm having a great day.
You're having a great day. Good. I'm glad you are. Last week, you told everybody a little bit about the Lions Club. We're going to go into it maybe more deeply than you did last week. But brief recap for us, for those who did not hear the show. Explain the Lions Club. What is the Lions Club? What's their goal and what do they do, briefly? How do you answer
that?
Well,
the Lions are the largest community service organization in the world. We have 1.4 million members worldwide. And it started in 1917 in Chicago. It was the brainchild of Melvin Jones. And since then, it has grown to over 200 countries. Like in New Jersey, we have 160 clubs.
160 clubs?
Also,
That means in 160 different communities. Would that be right?
That would be right.
Wow, that's good. That's a lot.
Oh yeah.
Let me ask you this: the goal of what they do is what? What do the Lions members do? How do you answer that?
Well, it's different in each of every club because one of our things is every club is it's your club and you run it. It's called Your Club, Your Way. And what we do is the individual clubs decide what projects they want to get involved in, and they go and they do that service in their community and also get involved and make a donation to our foundation so the Lions can do disaster relief and things like that around the world.
So, in each community, they decide what they want to do. The members, by the way, what does it take to be a member? How does one become a member? Are there any specific requirements? How about that?
Just that you want to be involved in community service. Now, one of the things that makes us unique is that 100% of every dollar we raise from the public goes back out to service projects. Lions Club members pay dues, and that's how we run our organization, from our dues.
That's really, really commendable that all of what you raise goes out to help the community that they're in. And give me some examples. You've been a member a long time. I mean, really long time. You're based in Mount Laurel, New Jersey. What are some of the kind of things that you've been involved in with that community organization? I'm sure you've done many different over 33 years.
Oh, we've done many different things. We do vision screenings for young children, you know, 5 to 7 years old. But if you can't see, you can't learn. And we have these little cameras that take a picture of your eyes and can tell us if there's a problem with your eyes. And one of the major stories I tell about this was there was a young girl in Canada that was going to a Lions vision screening, and the camera said there was something wrong with her eyes, but it couldn't say what was wrong with it. A week later, her parents took her to an eye doctor, and they found a cancerous tumor behind her eye. They couldn't save her eye, but they did save her life. And
wow.
She's a wonderful little girl now.
That's great. That's wonderful. You know, there's a great website for the Lions Club. It's called lionsclubs.org. If anybody's interested, you go on that website. You can get an idea of what they do. And as they point out, there are 49,000 different Lions Clubs. I guess that's all over the world.
Yeah,
200 different countries and regions served. That's a lot. Do you have fun? Is it that kind of an organization?
Yeah, you have a lot of, like, we have a lot of fun. Yeah, I think it's a lot of fun when you do the service projects, actually. You're out there with your friends. You're doing things, whether you're cleaning up a park, running the Halloween parade for the town, doing vision screenings, doing a strides walk to raise money for JDRF, Junior Diabetes Research Foundation. And in my club, we even have our own food pantry, where we serve 15 families a month that are having hard times. And at Christmas time and Thanksgiving, we supply over 90 families with their holiday meals and gifts for their kids.
That's great. That's really great. You are doing a lot of good things. How often do you meet? I gather, what do you meet weekly? Do you have like a Lions Clubhouse like the VFW has? I mean, you go in and you know guys go there. There's a bar. They have drinks and then they meet, chat with each other. I don't know. Is it like that in the Lions Club?
My club has a clubhouse. Not many clubs have clubhouses because you're running it on dues of maybe $100, $110 a year per member. So you don't have a lot of money to buy a clubhouse. And everything that we raise goes to the public service, so it couldn't go towards the clubhouse.
Well, that's understandable. Yeah, no question about that. And I guess you all have different assignments. The club decides to support a specific thing in a community, that you all get a job and you do your part, right? That's the way to put it.
Yeah, we set up committees, and those committees organize the event, and we get volunteers. In my club, this coming month, we have what's known as Murphy Days. That's the big supermarket in town.
Okay.
And they put out rides for the kids and rock climbing walls and food and drink, and we sell raffle tickets at that. And all the supermarket's vendors have supplied raffle gifts, raffle prizes, which are amazing.
I suppose there are business, accomplishments individually for being a member of the Lions Club. You meet, a lot of different members of your community. You're an attorney. I would assume that's been a help to your attorney's business by being a member of the Lions Club, just because of the people that you've met who are members. Would that be right?
I would say when I first began my law practice, it was Lions business that kept me afloat. Luckily, I was a good lawyer, and I kept the business all those years, too. But they were definitely coming to me. Because we do take care of each other that way.
I think that's great, and I understand exactly what you mean. Do you find that young people tend to get involved nowadays like they used to? I don't know how far you've been, 33 years, so you've been back before the 2020 began. But I'm just wondering if you find that young people are interested in getting involved in a community organization like this now.
Well, it's a little tougher to recruit them. The one thing that they don't like to do, young kids, they like to do the projects. They like to do the service. They don't want to really go to a dinner meeting. So you got to make those adjustments for them.
Yeah.
Well, they'll be there whenever you need them to do something, but they don't want to come in and just kibitz. But
I wonder why. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I don't know why.
Interesting
question,
huh?
They all want to do everything over the telephones, Zoom this and Zoom that.
Yeah.
So
when you have meetings, do you have meetings every week or
we
or
have
not?
Meetings every we have every other meeting. We have meetings twice a month.
Yeah. And do many members come? did they show up?
Oh, in my club, I said we got about 80 members a meeting.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good percent. How many members of your specific club?
160.
Okay. Well, you got over 50% that are coming in. What I want you to look back in the history books for me. What are some of the things, kind of things that you've done that you got so much enjoyment out of and that were so beneficial to the local community in Mount Laurel?
Well, the community what we do is the Medford Lakes area. That's the club I'm in.
Okay.
I'm trying to get a club started in Mount Laurel. They do not have a club. And I really believe that every community should have a Lions Club. Because, you know, a government can't do everything for you. And
that's
some
true.
Of the things I've really liked is I started a program to do vision screenings. We did vision screenings down in Atlantic City schools where those kids were definitely underserved with the eye care. And we're doing the same thing now with the Camden school system. I also we have our state convention in Atlantic City every year. And I told you about stride walks. They're like walks where we raise money for to fight junior diabetes.
Right.
And I came up with the idea, and we organized it, and we do a strides walk down the boardwalk in Atlantic City. You get about 80 to 100 people out there with our shirts on, walking there raising money for that project. In fact, the New Jersey Lions are the largest corporate donator to JDRF in the state of New Jersey. And in addition, I've run a couple of hot air balloon festivals for the Lions, trying to draw attention to us. And they've been very successful events. And they tie in with our battle to end preventable blindness. I don't know if you know this, Doug, but in the 1920s, Helen Keller came to the Lions International Convention, and she asked us to be Knights for the Blind. And ever since then, we've worked very hard on vision problems. We have an eye bank in Philadelphia and around the country where they collect cornea tissue and they give it out, and they also do cornea transplants for people that can't afford them. It's just an amazing program. You there, Doug? Hello?
Occasionally this happens. I'm not quite sure why it happened here. Let's see if Bob answers again. We're redialing his number, and hopefully he... Okay, Bob is back with us now. I don't know what happened, Bob, but you temporarily dropped off the world there. Anyway,
yeah.
You're back again, right? Good.
All
right, tell me a little bit about what you think... you know, people should know about the Lions Club that we haven't talked about and what they have to do to become a member. Do you just join? Doesn't matter. You don't have to have any specific requirements to be a member?
No. You just have to have the desire to do good in your community.
Yeah.
That's all you really need. Now, what people don't know about the Lions is they don't know about how much the Lions are doing on an international scale. Well, we do disaster relief. When the events happened in Palestine, Ohio.
Yeah.
The Lions are right there to help those people with getting them supplies and money to, you know, so they could get over the problem there. They've also been on the ground when we've had the tornadoes and the floods in the Southwest and the West. And that's not it. A lot of people don't know that the Lions were the first on the ground to provide housing and food and clothing to Ukrainian refugees when that war started.
Really?
We've done over $1 million worth of aid there. We were also on the ground for the Turkey earthquakes, helping out there.
Wow.
And in New Jersey, it's not just internationally. In New Jersey, when Hurricane Sandy hit,
yeah,
the Lions gave a grant of $500,000 to put people back in their homes. It took us
five years
to run that program.
And where do those funds come from? Are they donations, or that's money, you know, that you've gathered by doing various things that raise money for the Lions Club? I guess that's
where it comes from, right? Yeah, well, a lot of it comes from donations from members.
Okay.
We have what's known as a Melvin Jones Fellowship. It's a high award for any Lion or anybody that does a lot of community service. And usually, you know, $1,000 donation to our foundation, LCIF, will get you a membership in the Melvin Jones Fellowship. And we have fundraising events in the foundation where the clubs raise money through their members, and they make donations at certain levels to LCIF. LCIF has given out over $1 billion in grants since its inception. They've built wells in Africa to get clean water. The only thing people don't realize is that when a disaster hits, the Lions go and do the work right off the bat. They just roll up their sleeves and get out there and start working. We don't run the TV and try to raise money or anything from the public. We just go out and do what has to be done.
That's so commendable. That's really great that you do that. Whoops. Hold on, folks. Got a telephone call. So that's the end of it right there. I didn't mean to have that. Anyway, probably a member of the Lions calling to cheer you on. You're doing great work. No question about that. I notice here that if anybody's interested, if they go to your Lions Club website, you can find a club there and find information on how to join.
Yeah.
You entered your zip code. Okay,
that's
it. Yep. I'm looking at your website right now. Fact is, if you're in India, I can get you the phone number for the club in Jangon, NSE. Maybe that's it. Is that it? Yeah, that's in India. How about that? India. As you point out, you're all over the world. You're the Republic of Sri Lanka, Canada, of course, India, and Brazil. You are really all over the world. That's really great. Have you ever had a chance to do anything in another country where you were involved with the Lions there? Or is that,
when I became a district governor, a district governor runs the district. We have three districts in the state of New Jersey, and I was a district governor back in 2016, 2017. And I had to go to Japan to get sworn in. So
really?
It was a nice little trip. Yeah, a nice little trip out to Japan with my wife.
Wow.
So you got to experience that.
That's totally amazing. Absolutely. Went to Japan to get sworn in. Good for you.
And also at our international convention, we had the Parade of Nations. And you get to see thousands of Lions from all over the world walking in a parade.
I was just going to ask you.
Exotic. They wear their national costumes and everything. It's really amazing.
Is there a club? I'm not a club, but like a big event where you all march and there are parades and things like that you take part in annually? I guess that depends on the community where you are, doesn't it?
No, it's at the International Convention. They have that big parade every year. It's called
the Parade
of Nations.
And where does that take place? Where does that take place?
It'll take place this year it'll take place in Sydney, Australia. That's where the International Convention is.
Yeah. And would anyone member go there? Would you go there? Would it be typical for you to go to Australia, for the events?
That's a little too far.
Yeah, but it might be a lot of fun. Might be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Good excuse. Go to Australia. Tell your folks, that's what you're going to do. It's just a remarkable story. Tell us a little bit about actually how the Lions came about. What was it when you mentioned the name of the man who started it? What happened? How did he make it grow into what it began? How did it grow?
Well, it started, they were like a business networking group in Chicago, and Melvin Jones felt they should do more for the community than just meet and discuss how to improve their businesses. And so he convinced them, and they formed the club and became more of a service organization. And you're talking 1917, that's right coming out of the war. And he started, Melvin Jones literally traveled the country telling people about his idea of a community-based service organization, and they would get organized into different towns. In fact, the first club in New Jersey was formed in 1920, the Camden, New Jersey Lions. They're still in existence over 100 years later.
And that's where it began, right?
Yes, and then
they
branched out into Canada,
yeah.
And then from there it grew. Like I said,
and
in 1920 they had.
I was going to ask you, what was it that?
Speak to them.
All right, I was going to ask you, what got you, you know, prompted you to get involved? What was it?
Well,
I
was working for CVS, the drug chain,
mm-hmm.
and I went back to law school at night, and I finished law school. And I just got my first law job. And my brother Michael, who was a member of the Lions at the time in Washington Township, New Jersey, said, Bob, I think you should join this group. And I met the people. I knew some of them already. And 2 years later, I was president of the club. And,
wow.
I just went from there. You know, I've been president of two different clubs. And I became a district governor in charge of 65 clubs that year.
Holy mackerel.
And then 2 years ago, I was the council chair for the state of New Jersey. That's the highest position in the state of New Jersey. The council
of
governors, three governors, and I was in charge of them.
Well,
and I
accomplished
some goals I wanted to, because I wanted to raise awareness of the Lions. And when I had my Hot Air Balloon Festival, we were actually on live TV on Channel 3 in Philadelphia. And the reporter went up in a balloon. Yeah.
Tell me about that. How many hot air balloons were involved?
14.
That's a lot. That's good. It fills the air up around the, right where you're doing it. Good. Was it fun riding in the hot air balloon? You've done that, obviously.
I've done it about four or five times. I think it's very enjoyable, very relaxing. You'd be surprised how quiet it is up there.
Yeah, no kidding. I've done it myself. It is quiet. Well, that's one.
You disappear again, Doug?
Let's see if I can get it back again. This is.
I'm here. I hear you now, Doug.
Oh, you hear me now. Okay, you're dropping in and out. You on a cell phone? I guess you are. Am I right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, okay. You should be on your office phone today.
Another thing I accomplished last year as council chair, I got a public service announcement made about what the New Jersey Lions have accomplished in the state of New Jersey.
That's
and
good.
And it's about 40 seconds long, and I'm working at getting it on TV. It's a little harder prospect than I thought it would be,
what do you mean by that? It's harder than you thought it would be. What makes it harder?
Well, making
you
contact
just getting
with
it
the
made?
Right people.
Yeah,
I got it made. I just got to get the people to the cable television stations to get back to me about sending it to them.
Well, they have to air some public, you know, public affairs and community television spots. They have to, TV stations have to do that. I'm sure you can get it on the air if you get to the right station. You should be able to talk to any station and get them to run it. Same thing with radio, you know, radio promotions for the Lions Club. You could do that. You're on a radio right now. You'd be good. You'd be good at that. Anyway, that's where you can start a committee, Bob. Form a committee to get this thing on television. And all the members you have, if they all go to work on doing that, you can probably accomplish it, I would think.
Oh, yeah.
Is there anything we haven't covered about the Lions that the audience should know about? As I said, I'm looking at your website. You have a disaster relief fund that people can donate to, and that helps. And you've talked about how you help, you know, whether things like earthquakes and other natural disasters in communities. And the Lions Club, generally the first ones out there to help out, which is, you know, that's so great that your guys do that. By the way, I just said you guys. It is a men's organization, right? Are there women members?
Oh, in fact, the international president is a woman.
Really?
Yes, the second international president that's been a woman in the last 3 years.
Oh, see, I didn't know that. I always thought it was only men. And interestingly, when I was young, growing up, and I was familiar with the Lions Club doing things around town, I believe it was all men. I don't remember any women being involved.
I think it probably was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago. But
anyway. Yeah, they used to have auxiliaries called the Lioness Club.
Oh, well, that's smart.
But they're all in the
Club.
Past, and now all the women just join us. I got to tell you, having women members really helps your club.
No kidding. Women really get involved. They can move mountains, you know, when they get to work. I think that's
right.
Commendable. I think, you know, I must say to you, I live in an area where I don't hear much about the Lions. I'm not sure if there are a Lions Club where I live. I live on the East Coast in North Carolina. I don't hear much about the Lions here. But I'm going to investigate.
Just punch in your zip code.
Yeah.
And they'll tell you the club in your area.
Well, that's what everybody ought to do. All right, folks, again, there is a great website. It's Lions, that's plural, L-I-O-N-S, clubs.org. If you go there, you can find out, you know, how to become a member and a lot of the things that the Lions Club does, and you can find out where they are in your area. That's it. Yeah, you enter your zip code, interestingly. Well, Rob, listen, I want to thank you so much for taking time to talk with us. This is a very worthwhile organization, and you're doing your part to help spread the news about them. Good for you. As you look back on it, I guess it's been a very satisfying period of your life and what you've done with the Lions. Would that be right?
Oh, yes. Yes, I think it's, like I said, I think it's very important. I think the fact that the Lions has such a positive outlook towards life and are out there to help people, you can't beat it.
You have family members, like you have children that have gotten into the Lions Club as well?
Oh, yeah. In my club, we have four or five families that are like two or three generations.
Interesting. Well,
and last night I was on a committee. I was on a committee last night where we were giving out scholarships. We gave out five $1,000 scholarships to high school graduates last night. So that's something we do on a small scale.
Well, that's great. That's really great.
And I think almost Lions Club does that.
They do? Interesting.
Yes.
All right. Well, Bob, we're running out of time. Thank you for taking the time to be with us. We've been talking to Bob Friedel, attorney Robert Friedel. He's based in Mount Laurel, New Jersey. And if you need an attorney, give him a call. If you want to be a Lion, give him a call, too. All right. Bob, thank you for telling us about this. You've done your public service for the Lions Club today, and we appreciate you taking the time to be with us. All righty? Thank you so much.
All right. All right. All right. Bye-bye.
Good. All righty. Bye-bye for now. Thank you, Bob.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
Thank you for calling Investor Place. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality and training purposes. You may also contact us via email at feedback@investorplace.com. For an even faster resolution, we encourage you to use our self-service tools located at www.investorplace.com. Please listen closely to the following menu options. If you need assistance logging into your account, please press 1. To speak with a representative, press 2. Here's a menu. If you are calling to purchase a service under